Storytel presents The Successor by Margit Sandemore, Part 4 in the Legend of the Ice People series, narrated by me, Mianna Buring. Once upon a time, many centuries ago, Tengel the Evil went into the wilderness because he wanted to sell his soul to the devil. He became the ancestor of the Ice People. Tengel had been promised power and wealth on condition that one of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil and do evil deeds. These descendants would be easy to recognize because of their yellow cat's eyes and magical powers. And one day a person with the greatest supernatural powers ever would be born. The curse would not be lifted until the spot was found where Tengel had buried the pot which he had used to prepare the magic brew which would summon the devil. This is what the legend says. Only nobody knows whether it is true. But in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which was why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family, or perhaps it is mostly about the women in his family. Chapter 1. As time went by, things happened just as Saul had predicted. In the very year when she went to her death, a new baby girl was born. She was Leif and Dag's second child and was named Cecilia, after Cilia and Charlotte. She might even be described as a second Saul, but she was completely without Saul's cold-heartedness and deep sense of torment. But not so far from where this gorgeous newborn baby girl was born, on a farmstead at Ekeby, a far less fortunate and deformed child was also seeing the light of day for the first time. The Ekeby farmstead was one of many that made up the Grosteinsholm estate, and it was a continuous source of worry to its landlord, Baron Dag Maiden, and his mother Charlotte. They did their best to prevent the tenant family from starving, but their task was made more difficult by the fact that the old crofter who lived there had taken literally the words of the Bible that commanded mankind to go forth and multiply. His youngest children were still toddlers when his eldest son got married and took over the daily running of the farm. He also turned out to be very much his father's son in his determination to populate the world as quickly as possible. By 1607, the son had produced 15 children, all of whom struggled for food, along with their older aunts and uncles at the dinner table. One of these 15 children was named Yrja. She was a baby who'd caused Tengel much trouble at her birth by trying to make her entrance feet first. It was an arrival that was to prove symbolic and typical of her young life. Almost everything she put her hand to in her early years seemed to be done the wrong way. Yrja didn't have a good life as a baby. Her exhausted mother was unable to produce enough breast milk to feed the little weakling. Her childhood years weren't much better because Yrja was always left the last scraps of food on the table. As a result, her body hadn't developed properly. She suffered the condition that would come to be known centuries later as the English sickness, which was rickets. All the neighbours said that this was because while her mother was pregnant with Yrja, she'd met a crippled man on the road, and this had undoubtedly caused the illness. Yrja's mum regarded her as a nuisance. She already had several other young children to care for, and felt that Yrja contributed little or nothing to the family, and was therefore useless. Her dad was still obliged to perform some extra duties for the Grosteinsholm estate as part of his tenure. One day, as he was leaving for the manor, his wife asked him in sheer frustration to take the girl with him. "Then I'll have one less to take care of," she yelled, "at least for one day." Yrja's dad was irritated and told his wife that it was impossible to take a child out working with him. "Then tie her to a tree while you work," his wife said. "It's the day when I do my laundry and I just can't look after all these little ones, and the older ones will be helping me with the laundry."